afternoon, good night, from wherever you are listening to this podcast. I am going to talk about the paradox of time and how to enjoy it. So, let's start. Time travel is a topic that encompasses many theories and paradoxes that excite any person. Whether it is amazing how it would be to create a time machine and travel to the past to change the bad decisions we have made, or to look at the effects that would be generated by modifying the timeline and ask yourself, would other timelines be created by changing the past? Do I disappear if I kill a relative of mine? Could I avoid a catastrophe? At the end of the day, there are ample topics to talk about. But the main issue of all this is the peculiar temporal paradoxes that this event might occur. But what is the paradox of time? A paradox is a fact or saying contrary to logic that is considered real, and time travel is one of those great paradoxes that consist of several interesting paradoxes. That one of the most striking is the paradox of the grandfather. It is a paradox probably taken for the first time by the French writer René Barjavel in his novel Le Vieillard Imprudent. This concept had already been mentioned earlier by the American writer Mark Twain in his novel The Mysterious Stranger, published in 1916. That the argument comes to focus and times on the infinity of alternate lives that could be possible were it not for a simple action or inaction. A person makes a horny chunk time and kills the biological father of his father before he can know the traveler's grandmother and can conceive. Then the traveler's father will never have been conceived in such a way that he will not have been able to travel through time. By not traveling to the past, his grandfather is not murdered then, so the hypothetical traveler is conceived. Then you can travel to the past and kill your grandfather, but it will not be conceived, and so indefinitely. A variant of the paradox of the grandfathers is the paradox of Hitler, or the paradox of the mother of Hitler, in which the protagonist travels in the time to assassinate Adolf Hitler before this provokes World War II. By avoiding the Second World War, it eliminates precisely the reason for this trip and also eliminates the knowledge of the usefulness of this trip. If there had not been World War II, then there would be no reason to travel to the past to kill Hitler. Furthermore, the consequence of Hitler's existence are so great and global that for anyone born after the war, it is likely that his birth was influenced in some way by its effects, and therefore the grandfather's paradox is will be amplified directly in some way. Grandpa paradox have been used to argue that the journey back in time must be impossible. Despite in this, some solutions have been suggested in science fiction. For example, parallel universe, relative timelines, single light theory, theory of the present multiple, etc. But we'll talk about that in another video. concluding this podcast and say goodbye. My name is Juliana Medo. See you next. Thanks for listening. Bye.